Anyone with a fast internet connection can now watch his or her favorite Disney film on a portable video device such as Apple's iPod. Industry analyst Aram Sinreich says Disney's success in the first week of its online venture shows there's a large market for online distribution.
The reality is that consumers have already gotten hip to online video. They're already downloading movies and television shows like Gangbusters, and they're not going to stop anytime soon.
So far, Hollywood has resisted the idea of distributing movies over the internet, arguing that making near-DVD quality films available online was an invitation to piracy. But Disney, which currently has 75 titles available on the iTunes website, says online sales have not hurt the sale of its DVDs. Company president Bob Iger.
Anytime you give people more ways to buy something and more ways to actually consume or watch something, you're going to increase consumption. So I believe the pie is going to get bigger.
Iger projects revenues of up to $50 million in its first year and says plans are in the works to distribute more films on the company's website. Analysts say Hollywood studios and retailers are watching closely. Online retailer Amazon.com has unveiled its own digital movie service, which will offer new and older films along with TV shows.
I think the promising signs from iTunes and other initial online video retailers, as well as the tremendous uptick in consumer interest in online video, has convinced them that they finally have to take the plunge.
But some studios are taking a more cautious approach to digital distribution to appease retailers such as Walmart. The global retailer is responsible for about 40% of the DVDs sold in the United States. Millar Sega, VOA News.